I'm Laura Hunsberger for South Carolina Public Radio. This edition of Narrative features an interview from StoryCorps, an oral history project where friends and loved ones interview each other. At the StoryCorps mobile booth in Columbia in 2016, L. Kobe Wilkerson talked with his mother, Ida Charmaine Wilkerson Morton, about their family and his hopes for raising his two young daughters. Here's Ida.
Okay, you've got the two girls now.
I do. Mm-hmm. I do. I have little Alana, who is 2 years old, and little Araya, who is now, 9 days old.
So what are you going to do for them to become the little queens that they're going to be?
You know, everybody says having kids, you know, changes your life. And it does. Mm-hmm. But I think having kids for me really let me know that I was mortal. I think when I held Alana for the first time in the hospital, I looked at her and I realized that one day she's going to be here and I'm not. Like, I held her like, I am going to really die one day and she's going to be here and I'm not. And so for me, that really caused me to try to want to live life a little bit more intentionally. Mm-hmm. So. You know, I mean, I think probably 2 weeks after she was born, we had like savings bonds and college funds set up and all of that stuff. So for me, I am really excited about bonding them, you know, really gelling them together and helping them to love each other and care for each other and protect each other and instilling those good things that you put into us, into them, about, you know, really understanding that their choices are what set their future up and that, you know, there's good consequences and bad consequences and your choices that you got to make. So I'm really excited about helping them to own their life.
Okay.
But I'm also excited about the lessons that they're going to teach Ashley, which is my wife, her being an only child. You know, she found it kind of strange that, you know, when we first got married, that me and Nikki talked every day.
So she's like, we always talk.
At the dinner table, everywhere we talk. So she was just like, I don't understand why you have to talk to your sister every day. Because I was like, well, she's not just my sister. She's my friend, too. You know what I mean? And so I'm excited about what that's going to look like for her. I'm excited about the lessons that Alana and Araya are going to show her and teach her, and the things that I have planned for them, and, you know, the books we read. And I'm excited about establishing our own family rituals and, you know, our own habits and ways of being, and really teaching them to love themselves first.
Yes, that's very important.
So I'm excited about what that's going to look like for them. And spiritually raising Alana and Araya, I just really want them to be open to the many ways that God can speak to them. I want them to be comfortable and confident enough in the person that God is making them, that they can be who they are everywhere they go.
L. Kobe Wilkerson and his mother, Ida Charmaine Wilkerson Morton, at the StoryCorps mobile booth in Columbia. Produced locally by Laura Hunsberger for South Carolina Public Radio. For Narrative, I'm Laura Hunsberger.